Good morning. This is the morning interview. Joining us this morning are Megan Bozak, the Director of Community Affairs, and Mike Scarcelli, the Planning and Community Development Director. They're here to talk to us about a meeting coming up on Tuesday, June 6th, to discuss the Sitka Comprehensive Plan. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Can you just get us started? Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen at this meeting on Tuesday, June 6th.
Well, the Planning Commission is hosting our comprehensive plan meeting, and this is going to be very similar to the last one that we had. As most of you know, we're going through a comprehensive plan process, so that's setting a vision for our community looking out to the year 2030. And the goal of this meeting is to review the Parks, Trails, Recreation Chapter, Historic Cultural and Arts Resources Chapter, and then our Transportation Chapter. So at the meeting, we're going to be asking folks to vote on those specific action items. We also have a number of other activities, including an idea wall where folks can draw what they'd like to see in Sitka, a haiku contest that's going to be judged by John Straley, and the winner will get a $100 gift card, a tour of SMAP, which is our online mapping process, a really integral part of this comprehensive plan. We also will be hosting citizen planner training, so we're encouraging folks to get involved and help us plan Sitka through bicycle and pedestrian counts, and of course lots of pizza, and everyone is welcome.
And could you tell me a little bit about so you said there are three topics you're going to vote on. Could you tell me a little bit more about those and what some of the actions are that action items are that Sitkins are concerned about?
So there are three topics: parks, trails, and recreation, and then we have historic, cultural, and art resources, and transportation goals, objectives, and action. I think one of the chapters, the park, trails, and recreation, that was a really fun one because in the community there's just a lot of strong community support and use of those. And in all the different workshops that we had for that chapter, there was a real big consensus about working in collaboration, and you know, whether it's the Sitka Trails or all the people that use all the different resources that we have for recreation. It's just a strong community priority. And so that was a fun one. And then in addition, I think another one that I really enjoyed working through was historic, cultural, and arts. When we began the whole process, there was a strong support and involvement with the Native community coming forward, and I think that was really healing. And I think it also created some great partnerships that are continuing on and that we're working forward and through, both for the comprehensive plan and also some of our other planning projects. And then the transportation with a small community, there's the opportunity there to really help a lot of people that bike or commute or walk to work. In addition, you know, we do have a unique community where our public transit is really subsidized in a bit by the city, but provided for by Center for Community.
And yeah, so what specific things do Sitkins think are going to help implement changes here in the transportation or the parks? What are some of the specific action items, I guess, moving forward?
So what we've done in each chapter is set an overarching goal, mm-hmm. and then broken that down even farther to about 7 or 8 objectives. And under those are a variety of different action items that are nestled kind of behind that topic. And that's what we'll be doing Tuesday night, is asking people to vote on what actions we think should be prioritized and brought forward and really made the mainstay of the plan. So for example, our goal for transportation is sustain a safe, efficient, and affordable transportation system. It's a very broad goal, but underneath that are going to be all the objectives and action items that can really contain a lot of things. Of course, our focus is always going to be safety in transportation, but then we need to prioritize what sort of road maintenance we're doing, where we're looking at sidewalks, where our bicycles are using roads the heaviest, what sort of air-based transit is happening. So all those different things will be nestled under that. For historic, cultural, and arts resources, our goal is to celebrate Sitka's historic, cultural, and arts resources, which are ethnically, religiously, and racially diverse, highly valued and essential to defining Sitka and local quality of life, and integral to the economic base of the community. So again, very broad, but underneath that are specific objectives and the action items that will be voted on Tuesday. And parks, trails, and recreation are to maintain and expand Sitka's diverse recreational opportunities. This, again, as Mike said, this was a really fun chapter. We, at the meeting, had people design parks and what they'd like to see. And it was really interesting to me in that a lot of people were in support of adding a commercial use to a park to help pay for it and help Sitka maintain exactly the infrastructure that's needed there. So it was an interesting process, and we continue to see more every meeting.
And again, it seems like you have a lot of events and things going on at the meeting itself. Could you tell me a little bit more about the online mapping resource that you're going to
certainly
let
so
check
we
out?
If you check out SitkaComprehensivePlan.com, we have our comprehensive website, and on that there's a link for SMAP. And SMAP is just a GIS mapping tool. But the great thing about this is that you could utilize it to pinpoint an area of concern or an area that you really like to use. You can put a picture in, you can put some comments in. And so what we're going to hope to do is get a little more input from the community for that tool and show them how to use it. And I'll have a little computer screen set up with a projector. And so they'll be able to give me their input and say, all right, I feel that this intersection is safe, or this one isn't, or I think maybe there's an opportunity for development residentially or commercially in this area, and we can pinpoint that. Or they can just, these are the areas that I go to. I go to the store here, I go to school here, and then we can figure out, okay, are there sidewalks there? So it can be a tool to give us a lot of different input of strengths and areas to focus on.
That's really interesting. So if I was walking down Lincoln Street and I noticed a broken street lamp, is that something I could throw in there, or is it more big picture?
It could be that. You could take a picture and you could post it there. You could take a picture of a crack in a sidewalk. You could take a picture of something you really like as something you want to replicate. So it could be really utilized and custom tailored to really anything that you need to map and point out to us.
That's really fascinating. And the haiku contest, are you guys going to participate? Are you going to write some haikus?
Oh, yeah. We've been practicing.
You've been practicing?
Yeah. I want to take on John Straley one-on-one on the haiku.
So regarding just the comprehensive plan in general, you guys have been working on this for a while. Your goal is 2030 is the kind of long-term reach for the plan.
Yes, right. That's exactly what the plan is doing, is setting a vision for our community in the year 2030. So what do we want the community to look like? What features do we want it to have? What aspirations? That's kind of what we've been doing thus far. And now we'll really prioritize those and put the funding behind them.
All right. And is there anything else I didn't ask you that you'd like to touch on about this meeting or the comprehensive plan in general that you'd like the community to be aware of?
Just get involved. We've had great public support. The citizens of Sitka have let their voices been heard. It's been an amazing turnout. We have a little bit longer to go, so continue to let us know your thoughts and wishes, and we'll prioritize those and make them used the best way possible.
All right.
And a couple of things I was excited about. One, I am excited about the haiku, but I do think it's just a fun example of the priority of arts that the community has, and it's good publicity as well. And then for the SMAP, that's the nuts and bolts as a planner, getting that input from people. And there's one other opportunity, is that ped and bike count with, you know, Bike Week recently around and the transportation. I think that's another input resource that as a planner, when we're doing specific projects in the future, we can take a look at those bike counts. For example, just the downtown community was talking about getting some of those tourists, and that bike count or ped count can really help us try to figure out where the tourists are going in addition to where the community members walk.
All right. Well, great. I have been speaking to Director of Community Affairs, Megan Bozak, and Planning and Community Development Director, Mike Scarcelli. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And there will be an open house and work session. That's Tuesday, June 6th from 5 to 8 p.m.